Springfield Technical Community College, Smith College, and the Springfield Public Schools will partner to design a multimedia story-based engineering curriculum for middle school-aged children that will be available nationally in 4 years at no cost to local schools. STCC physics professor Beth McGinnis Cavanaugh, who's spearheading the project, said the objective is to get students as excited about engineering as they are about Harry Potter.
We want to be the Harry Potter of STEM education. That's our goal.
In introducing the program Tuesday morning at a news conference, McGinnis Cavanaugh described middle schools as a crisis point in the engineering pipeline, where students, especially girls, often lose interest in science.
Our project will improve STEM content knowledge, will allow students to learn about engineering and how it impacts them and society, and will let them see themselves as future engineers. That is, let them identify or develop, I should say, STEM identity, which is the number one predictor of future STEM interest.
The project applies an approach called imaginative education to bring engineering into the classroom through age-appropriate stories and uses what's known as transmedia storytelling, which spreads pieces of the narrative across a variety of formats, including print, websites, audio, and visual media.
This allows children to immerse themselves in an experience that they can coordinate. So they can gain knowledge from various sources, they can put it together in various ways, and it's kind of a nonlinear process that they can navigate on their own.
The field of engineering is dominated by white men. By using Springfield, which has a majority-minority student enrollment, to research and develop the curriculum, McGinnis Cavanaugh said it's hoped the next generation of engineers will be more diverse.
Because of the type of world we live in, a connected global world, all of our problems and solutions are global. They affect everyone. So we need to have everyone's voices at the table when engineering or engineers solve problems. It's an issue of equity and fairness, to be honest with you.
STCC was awarded $1.1 million from the National Science Foundation for the project. In announcing the grant, Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal commended STCC for its efforts to provide students with the training they need to enter the workforce.
And I think that what you've done here, for as long as I can remember, as I've watched the college grow and grow, your emphasis in a lot of ways has been on making sure people have employable skills. And I think that's what we acknowledge today. So congratulations, Beth, President Cook, and to the professional staff here that helped put this together. It's a great day for STCC.
Smith College received a separate $1.4 million grant for the project. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.